This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, Fan Club. JB Clay, Logan Weber, Drew Nixon. The Drew's WNBA takes, Disney takes done. It's time to. Where's our beer at?
We had, for whoever was hating on that random question, we had at least 75 people text in.
The stuff that gets people involved, man, is funny. It is funny stuff.
Let yourself be a kid again, you know? Allow yourself to get back into that light. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah. Don't grow up. Growing up's overrated.
Where's my liquor, Drew?
What do you want?
It's Fan Club. You're supposed to drink.
No. I understand that. But what do you want? We have a variety of things from Four Hands. Our friends over at Four Hands Brewing.
Any kind of alcohol.
Okay. So if I get you a seltzer, you'll have it?
No. There's beer in there. I've seen beer.
Yeah, I know. Do you want anything, Logan?
Surprise me. I don't care.
Logan just hammered an energy drink.
I'll admit, I probably won't like it, but I'll try it.
Okay.
Not a big alcohol guy, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
So he can take a chew.
I'll just take a swig and give it a shot.
But you've done this before, this 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Music behind you.
I like it.
Do you feel like jamming?
I do a little bit, yeah. I mean, I was in with Cody last week, and we had some coffee-related cocktails. Some of them were pretty good. I like coffee. I don't make it all the time. Like, there's just something about waking up like 10 or 15 minutes before I normally would.
Just grab it quick and go.
To make it. I do have, my wife and I, now that we've moved into the house, we got a coffee maker on our registry that we just never used while we were still living in Springfield in an apartment. But it has like a timer on it. So I could presumably be like at 11 o'clock, fill it up with water and coffee grounds and be like, hey, start making my coffee at 7 a.m. or 7:30 a.m. And that way when I wake up in the morning, I would have coffee ready. So maybe I'll start doing that. I don't know.
I always found it easier to grab that energy drink and go.
Yeah, and that's I'm trying to get myself off of some of that stuff. Like I'm really bad about soda. I get made fun of about it all the time because I'm an avid Mountain Dew drinker.
Oh, I love Mountain Dew's my jam, man. Every day.
Avid.
So is Drew. He goes and gets a what are you doing here?
Got the pink can. Nice.
We have a blonde ale that I have. What's the ABV? 4.5%. What are we doing here?
Okay. St. Louis. You got 4.5?
4.5, which is not...
Mine's a 6.5 over here.
That'll put hair on you.
Yeah, Four Hands Brewing Company. Is that... I don't even know... Sneer Nation? I don't know what that word is.
What are you drinking, Drew?
I got something I've had before. It's something that I know that I'll like. This is a hard seltzer, a popsicle inspired hard seltzer sparkler, cherry lime.
This is what you needed during the WNBA time.
This is popsicle. No, this sparkler.
So think of the Rocket Pops.
Yeah. That's a 4th of July ass drink right there.
This drink is, it's reminiscent. And even like the can itself looks like a Rocket Pop popsicle, which I almost bought some of those yesterday.
I got Pineapple India Pale Ale.
Is that sounds like something you're going to like or no?
We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
I'll eat pineapple on occasion. I'm not like avid about pineapple, but it's
pineapple's
a hit or miss flavor, man.
What about on pizza?
God, no. Yeah,
thank you.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Exactly.
Ever.
Thank you.
In terms of flavoring, pineapple is hit or miss. I agree. But pineapple, the fruit, has many benefits.
Oh, yeah. I will eat like an actual pineapple. I will. Whether it's out of a can
what's or a benefit,
like an actual pineapple.
It's obviously there's some, it's good for you because it's fruit. And there's also some things
play it safe, Drew.
That help you out with a certain activity. You know?
Play it safe, Drew.
It makes an activity a little bit more enjoyable for certain people.
Watch TV? Video games?
This is the moment where you plead the fifth.
You could do this while watching TV.
Yeah.
But yes, I would not plead the fifth. You probably already know what I'm talking about.
I never heard that. I've heard about oysters, but not pineapple. Oh,
you never had pineapple to... No, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't know. It was an aphrodisiac. All right,
by the look of Logan's face, I'm sorry.
That's bad.
You set it down and reached for the Red Bull immediately.
That's bad.
Yikes, I'm sorry.
I got to be honest. That was not good.
Go back to your Red Bull.
Oh, man. The before, current, and aftertaste of that are not strong.
Text line saying, excuse me, pineapple's amazing on pizza.
No.
No, it's really not. I Drew, you don't have it, do you?
I don't know if I've ever had pineapple on pizza. I've never tried it, so I'm not... Look, don't knock it if you don't try it, but maybe there's a reason I haven't tried it. I don't know.
It's just, like, pineapple is it's a cold fruit. Like, pineapple, like most fruits, are best enjoyed if they're cold. Or... Yeah.
Not on a pizza.
Having like a warm, eating warm pineapple on a warm pizza just...
Have you ever had grilled pineapple, though? Like, if you
have... Yes, I have had grilled pineapple before.
Grilled pineapple is bomb. So maybe that's what they do with the pizza. I don't know.
I just can't do it. But again, and this is another one that might get me in some heat. I'm not the biggest fan of taco pizza either.
Oh, see, I actually like taco pizza.
Taco pizza's got to be... That thing's got to be consumed within like the first 2 minutes. Because once the chips start to get like soggy, and I just can't do it after that. It's gross. I feel like I'm eating mush.
Yeah, the chips getting soggy really stinks. That's not fun.
It's one of those things you gotta put down fast, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be eaten fast. And I'm a big fan of reheated pizza. Like you get a pizza like...
Throw it in the air fryer or something.
Exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah, throw it in the air fryer. Woo-wee.
Pineapple pizza, no. Bacon, yes. Text line says bacon and jalapeno, 100%.
Pineapple, bacon, and jalapeno is their go-to. All right. Pineapple upside down cake is fire. Again, I think it's like a flavoring thing. Like flavored drinks, like I, for instance, favorite fruit is watermelon. Hands down, I'm going to go and get a watermelon today from Sam's Club. I haven't had a watermelon all year. I am pumped. I love me some watermelon.
You're like Ross Chastain.
Watermelon.
Watermelon guy.
Watermelon. NASCAR. Yeah, that's right. Watermelon flavored things, very hit or miss. I normally don't like watermelon flavored things unless they're Jolly Ranchers. Those are the only good things.
Yeah, watermelon Jolly Ranchers do go hard. That is a fact.
But
we got some fruit at our house the other day. My wife came home. She got us some strawberries, some pineapple, like a fresh pineapple, nice big pineapple. Got some green apples. I'm more of a green apple guy than
Smith apple?
Yes, like a Granny Smith green apple versus like normal red apples. I like green apples more.
Apples are good. I like bananas. It's about the only two fruits I really have.
Bananas are good for your guy. Bananas are good for your potassium. They help you avoid cramps.
They do.
More vegetable guy, Drew.
Really?
I salt them.
God, vegetables versus fruits. Fruits are always better than vegetables. I'm sorry. Steamed broccoli is the best vegetable, though, to me. Or a baked potato. A baked potato is hard to go wrong with.
It's true. Somebody just recommended in the text line that the next time I go to Texas Roadhouse to put the chili on the baked potato.
That's actually a good idea.
Not a thought that I had had before, and
it's
I will be trying that immediately the next time I go to Texas Roadhouse.
It's actually a really good idea from Texas.
Might go on Sunday. Might go to Texas Roadhouse before the Royals game. I don't know.
So what the heck is up with this whole... somebody else has Sour Patch Kids. I don't know. Are watermelon? Oh, they do have the watermelon Sour Patch Kids. I've never... My wife likes them. I don't know if I've ever actually tried them before. Somebody said don't sleep on kiwi. Kiwi has a lot of good benefits. Have you ever had a yellow watermelon before?
No.
Have you guys ever had a yellow watermelon?
Uh-uh.
AKA Southern Missouri sweet squash. I've never heard of that.
I have heard of sweet squash. Maybe that's because I lived down there for a while.
That must be a yellow watermelon.
There's actually a testicle festival in Missouri. I'm not kidding you.
Wow, that was completely out of left field.
I'm just saying, it's the first time they actually have that.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. Google it. It's a very popular event. I've never
just
been.
Talking about fruits and all of a sudden beet goes. You ever heard of the testicle festival?
Yo.
I'm just saying, man. It's out there. It's true. It's an actual event.
This is a Fan Club Friday if there ever was one. Holy smokes, man. All right, Bink. I appreciate that. That's now getting saved as a drop, by the way.
Look it up. I mean, it's a big event.
I believe you, Bink, but for it to just go from left field to out of left field, from the fruit to the testicle festival, I mean, that's certainly a jump.
But it does exist because I know they have it. It's June 14th, actually, as I look it up.
Wait, is it here? Or is it just somewhere in the
country? There's one in the state, and Missouri's got one.
Okay. I'm going to be avoiding that.
It's in Weston.
Is it really?
Yeah, moved to Weston.
May 3rd. So it was last weekend. Missed it. It was last Saturday. We missed it, folks.
There's one in Michigan. Sorry to tell you. Up.
Jeez.
Hey, what about Royals baseball?
Just saying, Drew, there's something you wanted to go do.
No, I appreciate you for I appreciate that suggestion, but yeah, how about the Royals, man? They are white hot. I saw this from Sam McDowell.
And the White Sox are more, playing more like testicles.
Sam McDowell tweeted this out yesterday that the Royals are on pace for a team record in ERA this year, sub 3, combined with the rotation. I mean,
yeah, Bubba's been crazy. I was looking at his FanDuel odds, plus 5,000 now for the Cy Young.
Yeah.
Bubba's like plus 8,500. No, I mean, it's a long shot. Listen, if you keep it up, that's great. Bubic is getting talked about now.
Yeah.
Like MLB Network just talking about that. They've been talking about Chris Bubic and what he's going out there.
I mean, a 1.69 ERA. It's phenomenal. And 8 starts. I mean, he's probably a quarter of the way through his starts this year, right?
And
presumably.
And we're not just talking about one pitcher. We're talking about the collective group of the rotation, which I think makes it just – they're just, if somebody's going off in a game, they're unconscious. Like the rotation is unconscious right now. They are playing at the best of, like, if you took the peak of all of the pitchers combined in the rotation, that's what they're playing like right now. It's pretty amazing. Obviously a big reason why, one, they're able to salvage what they were in that first stretch. Now that the bats are going, I mean, they're the hottest team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they're so good up and down that order. The starting pitching rotation with a 2.91 ERA as a team, their team ERA is a 2.91. And that is including guys like Sam Long, who has ballooned the average up a little bit because he's got a 12, almost a 13 ERA.
You get Hunter
and
Harvey
Chris
back.
Stratton is at a 7.6. So when you get Hunter Harvey back, presumably one of those two guys is probably off to the wayside here a little bit. I think that this is going to be the best starting, the best pitching that the Royals have ever had in team history. I think it stands up. I don't know if it will stay here, right? I mean, a 3-2-2 team pitching rotation ERA seems beatable. I could see this team having somewhere around a 3-1.
It's been a long time. And you don't have that sigh whenever you see a certain starter, you're like, offense better show up today. And I get it. Maybe, you know, Lorenzen, when you look at the staff, maybe, but still you feel pretty confident when he's pitching.
Yeah.
You do with everybody on the hill for the G.
Yeah. Lorenzen's been your worst starter, and his ERA is just over 4. And he's had some really good starts this season. So can Bubic sustain a 1.69 over the course of 162? No. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't think a sub 3 is out of the question. And if he's at a sub 3, and Reagan's is hovering around that same mark, and you've got Lugo between a 3-1 and a 3-5, and Waka's in a similar range, and Lorenzen's got a 4 ERA or lower, you know, just below that. It's the best starting pitching rotation 1-5 ERA wise, maybe in all of baseball.
Can you imagine the excitement? Ask for a sweep is tough, but obviously they're just coming off a 4-game sweep with the White Sox. It's not your daddy's Red Sox either. 20-19 this year. Not playing the same they have in the past, but you do beat a big market team like the Boston Red Sox. Even 2 out of 3, and people start saying, all right, people can't bring up the Rockies and White Sox anymore. You beat the Red Sox, even though they sit one game over 500. You beat them 2 out of 3, and all of a sudden, I think people start taking the Royals a little more seriously.
The credibility gets stronger. The credibility gets stronger for sure. And this is a Red Sox team that even with them being around 500, they have some problems within their organization. Their starting first baseman was just ruled out for the season with a torn tendon in his left knee. So they are kind of going with a platoon system at first base. They asked Rafael Devers to go play first base, and he decided yesterday to berate the entire Red Sox front office.
I don't want
to
do it.
And so there's some trouble in paradise with arguably the best player on their team and a multi-time All-Star in Rafael Devers, who decides, no, I'm either going to play third or DH.
It's and a great team guy.
That's it. Yeah, super great team guy. He sounds lazy. I don't agree or disagree with his sentiment, but say, oh, what are they going to ask me to do next? Play the outfield? Dude, they're asking you to go from DHing to playing first base. Like, come on, dude.
They're trying to get you on the field.
Come on, man. Like, really? And let's not act like you're the greatest athlete ever and like you're this tremendous first, there's your tremendous fielder. Your fielding analytics do not show that you are a tremendous guy with the glove. They're just in a, they're in a pinch. They got to figure something out. So I think that the Royals are getting the Red Sox at a good time right now with some of the turmoil that's taking place within their organization. You are going to have Lorenzen tonight against a starter that's actually been fairly good for the Red Sox so far this year. I think his ERA is somewhere around 3.8, so he hasn't been too bad. But then you get Reagans tomorrow.
Dobbins.
Yeah, you get Reagans tomorrow against Crochet, and then you get Lugo on Sunday against Lucas Giolito, who is off to a pretty poor start this year for this Boston Red Sox team. I like where the Royals sit here compared to where the Red Sox are. I think they could very much take 2 out of 3 out of this series, and if you do that, and you've now won 17 of your last 20 games.
I look at the Royals as a better team than the Red Sox.
I agree.
In
top to bottom.
Years, you couldn't say that at all, but a better team.
Top to bottom,
this
yes.
This team is legit. I mean, that's the thing. Forget about the White Sox, whatever. This team is good. They're starting to play to their potential. The pitching staff is no joke. You could put this against any team in Major League Baseball if you wanted it, and the bats are always going to get better. Just like Vinny. Mm-hmm. Slow start. What are you going to do? Well, last 8 games, he's got 12 hits. Hitting 343. Starting to come around.
Pitching is so good. The pitching is so good that they're going to be able to stay in games. And all it takes is a couple swings of the bat in order to win a ball game, right? I mean, this starting pitching rotation mixed with the bullpen, they're going to give up 2, 3, 4 runs, right? I mean, they're going to have their off nights where they're giving up double digits or they give up 7 or 8 and they really struggle with command, but with how consistent this rotation and bullpen are, you're always going to have a chance to win. And with the way Bobby's hitting, with the way that Mikel is hitting, with the way Drew Waters has been hitting since he got called up, and now you're seeing other guys factor back in. Vinny's hitting the ball well. Salvi's up over 240. Michael Massey is back above the Mendoza line. This Royals team's got a really, really good shot.
What they're doing in the 6 shutouts within 13 games, hadn't been done. Just 4 teams in the last 40 years in the American League. And the American League have done that. Throw the Royals in there. Should be 7 instead of just 6. You just feel good every time they're going out. It's a fun team to watch. Not the team that you saw earlier. Like, oh, man, they're going to regress to the means. Like Baltimore. Like Baltimore can have those legitimate conversations. Why isn't this team progressing? They didn't progress from last year to make the playoffs. The Royals are still going forward. And that's the good thing. They're realizing who they were making the postseason last year. Because you always want your team, because so many times in pro sports, we see a team be good. You think they're going to be good and continue to be good, and they fall off the face of the earth.
The Baltimore
Miami Dolphins.
The Baltimore Orioles this year. I mean, you won 90-plus games last year. They looked poised to take a huge leap. Beginning of the season, before opening day, I had picked the Baltimore Orioles to win the American League, go to the World Series, and ultimately lose in 6 games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They can't hit. They can't pitch. You know, they lose Anthony Santander to Toronto. Gunnar Henderson's taken a step back. Adley Rutschman's taken a step back. The entire Baltimore Orioles hitting staff is really struggling right now, and their pitching can't generate outs. It's not a guarantee when you have a young up-and-coming ball club and they have a great year that they can build on that. You would imagine that they do, but that's not always the case. This Royals team so far this year, after a really, really rocky start, is back up to those expectations again of improving upon themselves from a season ago.
In the front office, fantastic. J.J. Piccolo, since taking over as GM, he's has a lot against him, the way the Major League Baseball and the rules are and the money and everything else, but he's still continuing to do so. And again, the Royals are the only small market team to have won a World Series. Coming up next, though, it's with the fan club. We call it the fan club.
More than the fan club.
More than the fan club. And time to talk. Maybe some Chiefs making some news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here.
Welcome back, Friday. What a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. Weather people said, if you like last weekend, you're going to like this weekend better. Of course, they also said rain this week, and I didn't see any rain. Logan Weber, Jay Binkley, and Drew Nixon. Going to be a great day Sunday for you at the ballpark, though.
Going to have fun, Mom. Man. It's going to be fun. Mother's Day, my wife and I are taking my mother-in-law, along with the rest of my wife's family, out to Kauffman to catch a game. Little Royals-Red Sox. It's going to be the series finale, and hopefully it's one where the Royals can go for a series win or, man, maybe even a sweep. I know that might be too much to ask, but that would be a lot of fun.
I think you can ask for it. By the way, there's an alert that came from ESPN about the Chiefs. Andy Reid didn't talk today.
No. No, it was an interesting...
People are seeing an alert about Simmons being your left tackle. That's going to be... No, they don't know that yet.
Yeah, no. I don't know where...
See the injuries.
I don't know where it came... I don't know if it was somebody on one of the daytime talk shows on ESPN that said he thinks Josh Simmons should be the Chiefs starting left tackle, or he's predicting it. But it was an alert that came out, I guess. Bink, you said you got it. A couple people in the text line got it as well. And then... But now nobody can seemingly find it. The alert is just, like, gone now, I guess.
This is why you don't get those alerts, Bink. This is why, because they trick you, you know?
Guess so, man.
My alerts were all Adam Schefter talking about the Pope yesterday. Seriously. It's what my ESPN Plus was. By the way, the Chiefs now in phase two, as we said. Their mini camps actually get started here. May 27th through 29th, June 2nd through 4th, June 10th through 13th, and then the mandatory mini camp. June 17th through June 19th. And then in July, you're at training camp. August preseason, the season rolls on. The NFL, 12 months a year, man.
Don't blink, baby. It'll be here before we know it.
Mandatory minicamp. We talked about yesterday the Rams are having that mandatory minicamp over in Hawaii. More and more I thought about that, the more and more I thought, okay, it's going to be pretty smart for the NFL to do this.
it's interesting, right? I mean,
take a mandatory minicamp, make it open to public.
Yeah, you see other sports do it, right? I mean, teams in the NBA, they go and you know, go on exotic trips, and they go to Europe, and they go to Asia, and they do those sorts of things. And for the NFL to give their players something like that, right? For the Rams to take their guys to Hawaii for a little bit, and
sounds like they might be going to Europe as well.
Yeah,
NFL schedule.
That is what it sounds like. So again, it's just more ways to expand your sport and drum up popularity. And LA to Hawaii makes a little bit of sense. You know, the strong Polynesian culture that's beginning to be influenced throughout the NFL, and it has been for the last 20, 30 years. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, why not? Why not take your guys on a trip like that? Why not allow your coaching staff and your front office to go on a trip like that? Fun stuff.
Is there anything you can't wait to see in training camp? Is there a battle you can be looking at? You can be looking at the offensive line?
Yeah,
I think the left side of the line is most interesting to me.
You got
to
be looking at what's going on at left tackle. Is it Jalen Moore? How healthy is Josh
Simmons? What's Kingsley look like at left guard?
Yeah, is Rashee Rice the same Rashee Rice that he was in the first 2 years of his career? What kind of steps forward can Xavier Worthy make in year two to avoid that quote unquote sophomore slump? And who's the third DB, right? Who's that third corner that's going to take the step forward? Is it going to be Noah Williams, the rookie out of Cal? Can he be that guy? He doesn't have a lot of explosiveness, but he's a ball hawk and he's an extremely smart corner.
Wouldn't sleep on that guy.
Is it Christian Fulton, right? The guy that they brought over? Who's that number three corner for this Chiefs team going to be? And is that number three corner enough to allow Trent McDuffie to slide back inside? There are some things to look at in this Chiefs team. And guess what else? We got a quarterback battle in Kansas City. Not for the starter, obviously, but the backup quarterback. Who's it going to be?
Gardner Minshew.
Probably is going to be Gardner Minshew. But the Chiefs,
no one's going to take Gardner's
spot. The Chiefs did pick up a couple quarterbacks this offseason that could be, you know, a little bit interesting.
Gardner's got it locked up.
I mean, you would think so.
I think Gardner's pretty much got it locked up. They have experience behind Mahomes. That's what they're looking for. It's what they do. Again, it's not a Chiefs job to develop a backup quarterback.
Well, yeah, because they're not expecting him to play.
It's like Shane Bouchel. Why are you getting rid of Shane Bouchel? It's like, well, it's not their job to develop Shane Bouchel. You don't want to develop him and he goes and plays for another team, ends up hurting your team. Like, that's not your job to do.
I mean, they also picked up Bailey Zappe. So is it Zappe or is it Gardner Minshew? Who's going to be the backup?
Gardner is.
Because that's about the only thing that matters.
You would think it's Gardner? I mean,
it's Minshew mania.
That's kind of Andy's philosophy, right? Is to have a veteran backup quarterback. Gardner Minshew kind of fits that mold a little bit, along with, you know, Matt Moore and Chad Henne and Blaine Gabbert and most recently Carson Wentz. He kind of fits that a little bit better than Bailey Zappe. Somebody just said they read the alert on the whole Justin Simmons thing. Rookie bold predictions is that Simmons will begin the season at left tackle.
I thought it was kind of a hot take thing. There's no way they're saying that because it had the coach's name on it. He didn't say that.
This is why I don't subscribe to these alerts, because they form it in a way that makes it sound like he's starting at left tackle. And
we don't even know the health he's in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Text line says,
yeah, so it came from, I'm looking at the article on ESPN right now. 2025 NFL draft experts on top picks, classes, impact rookies. And they went to all of their different analysts and experts, quote unquote, and asked them for a bold prediction. So they had like Matt Bowen and Jeremy Fowler, Dan Graziano, Pamela Maldonado, Matt Miller, and Jason Reed, who is an Andscape senior NFL writer, said that Josh Simmons, will begin the season as the Chiefs starting left tackle, and he will perform so well that Patrick Mahomes turns back the clock to 2018. A consistent offensive line is all Mahomes needs to return to dominance. I would pay an exorbitant amount of money to see that.
Yeah.
That would be picturesque.
From a doctor.
We gonna see.
But that's, I think, the big storyline to hit up I-29 to go to camp.
Yeah, this is the number one story in all the camp. I mean, this is the number one story in week 1, 2, and 3.
Last year's about, I guess, the receivers to some extent that seemed to get the most buzz. Seeing the, you know, Xavier Worthy going deep and Hollywood Brown going deep and all the Chiefs are going to be explosive. It seemed to be the big theme of last year's training camp.
I think it's because they expected them to be better at left tackle, to have it all figured out. Oh, yeah, Kingsley won the job. Great. This is going to be fantastic. He won it early on against Wanye. Here we go. Then obviously that changed quickly.
Yeah, you just can't mismanage this situation. I think that one of the Chiefs handled it poorly. Kingsley was thrown into a spot before he was ready, and then you pulled him with limited reps, limited starts, and it crushed, I think, his confidence level at left tackle. If you're going to go with Josh Simmons week one, if you're going to put Josh Simmons out there week one as your starting left tackle, you got to leave him out there. I'm sorry, you have to.
Because last year was a mixed bag. Remember, Wanye started through practices and through the OTAs, and they get training camp, and boom, it was Kingsley.
Yeah, and it was Kingsley. During the preseason, it was Kingsley. First 2-3 weeks of the season, it was Kingsley. And then they went to Wanye. He goes down. You end up signing DJ Humphreys off the couch. He gets hurt. Joe Tooney becomes your left tackle. It was a revolving door. If Josh Simmons starts at left tackle and he struggles at the beginning of the year, I'm sorry. I know that people aren't going to want to hear that, but I think you have to leave him there. You got to let the guy go through his bumps and bruises. You got to take the lumps and moves on.
You got to first round pick. You're stuck with that.
I still think it's hard to say, oh, Kingsley couldn't get the job done. He started 2 games at left tackle, and you're saying he couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, and Jalen
that's not
Moore's
enough
gonna,
of a sample. That's not
Moore
a strong enough sample
is gonna
size.
He's going to have a lot to say about that.
Yes.
I think Jalen's going to have a lot to say about that, which I think is cool because he can go out and try to prove himself, get that big contract. So, again, it's a home run by Veach, getting a guy that has to go prove himself. He's already getting paid quite well from the Chiefs, but he can go out and get the bag if he performs well.
Certainly could. Or is Jalen Moore going to mentor and sit behind Josh Simmons and then he becomes the starting right tackle next year? Because there's one thing that I'm fairly confident in. It's that Juwan Taylor will not be on this Chiefs roster in 2026.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, because we know in the running, I put a guy they drafted in the first round at right tackle, but they could because at the end of the first round, Josh Simmons, because he is a previous right tackle before he went to Ohio State.
Yeah, where he was arguably the best left tackle in football until the injury. I think Josh Simmons is a left tackle. And if he hits, he is going to hit extremely, extremely hard. He's going to be the starting left tackle for this team for a decade, which I think he is fully capable of. I just don't know if he's capable of being the starter week one. But again, if that's what you choose to do, he's your starter week one and for quite a while.
I'll be seeing what Luther Burden is doing, who's chosen number 87 to wear in Chicago.
No, he doesn't choose the numbers, Bank. We already know this. The Bears gave him 87.
Well, because a lot of numbers, they said, were gone. They've been swiped up.
Is number 3 gone?
Retired jerseys from the Bears?
They would take... They don't let wide receivers... They don't let players pick numbers in the NFL.
Oh, they have a voice.
I don't know about that.
They do. First-round picks, a lot of times, do. When you get the second round, like Burden, guys like that, maybe not. But guys typically do have a say in what number. That's why you see so many guys switching and we see the guys going to 0 and everything else. Guys can pick their jersey numbers.
Yeah, Burden's not...
Keenan Allen wore it last year in Chicago, so it's obviously not a retired number.
87 is not a good wide receiver number, in my opinion.
Why not?
It's just not a great number. Like Luther Burden's single digit feels like it fits.
I don't know. There have been some pretty good wide receivers wearing number 87.
It says they, number
Reggie
three.
Wayne?
The number three is retired by the Bears, by the way.
Dave Casper?
Bronco Nagurski.
Hey, Travis Kelce wears number 87.
The Bears have more retired numbers than any other team in the NFL.
I don't think it's not like to picture Luther Burden for a guy that's worn single digits his entire career to wear 87. I don't know. It's just weird.
It is a weird.
I don't like it.
Keenan wore 13 for the Bears, by the way, but Bronco Nagurski wore the 3.
I mean, just give Luther Burden number 1 or something, because DJ Moore's number 2, I think. I like single-digit numbers.
One's available.
You know, having a single-digit linebacker is fine.
Jalen Johnson wears number 1 for the Bears.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being retired,
yeah,
it starts at 3.
DJ Moore, 2. DeAndre Swift, 4. Kyler Gordon wears number 6. Cairo Santos wears number 8. And Jaquan Brisker wears number 9.
Dang, this person's throwing Luther Burden under the bus from the 913. What's the perfect number for someone who will quit on them when the playoffs are out of reach?
Oh!
Dang. I will say there was a moment, and I think a lot of it has to do with just the situation and Brady Cook not being able to play. But there were moments they would cut to the sideline, and Luther Burden looked miserable. he was not with the team. He was in his own little corner. He was not happy, which again, I can understand it, but I get why people are a little bit frustrated. But again,
there's some bias coming out with that. The guy's a fantastic player.
Yeah, he's a very good player. I don't think it has Steve anything Smith to do with
the
who
the best
he
slot
is.
Receiver in the draft.
I don't think it has anything to do with how he's going to play in the NFL or him as an individual or anything. I understand why he was ticked off. But I can also understand why it wasn't that great of a look.
People will watch that, though. We'll see how he's doing. Because that 100%. Was right there for you.
100%. I mean, he's going to a good situation.
Is it? I mean, they spent a lot of money in free agency and everything else. But and Caleb Williams, do you trust that that's the truth?
Look, I think he's in a situation, he's in a better situation where he can thrive, I think, than many other places he could have gone.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's got other wide receivers around him, so the pressure is limited.
Even if Caleb Williams isn't all that, even if he's decent, I still think he can thrive there better than he can with New York. If he went to the Jets, he's probably not putting up as good of numbers just given the quarterback situation that they have there, given...
And he's going to be able to play the slot, which is his picturesque position. When you've got DJ Moore and Rome Odunze on the outside, they drafted, depending on your perspective, either the best or second best tight end in this draft class as well. You still have Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift in the backfield.
That offense could be nasty.
The Bears spent a lot of money along that offensive line. I still have a lot of belief in Caleb Williams myself. The Bears defense has questions, and the Bears can they finally right the wrongs? You got an offensive minded head coach in Ben Johnson, who's done some really, really good things in Detroit, and he's going to have some interesting schemes. I think it's a good fit for Luther Burden. Don't expect the guy to have 80 catches as a rookie. I mean, let's take a beat there for a minute, but I think he's got a good opportunity.
I do like Odunze a lot.
Somebody on the text line said Theo Weiss was better than Luther Burden.
Ooh.
I think that's a little bit of a hot, I think that's a hot take. I was surprised.
Some people thought that Luther hampered Theo Weiss.
I was surprised that Theo Weiss didn't get drafted at all. I think he was undrafted, correct? I don't think he was picked.
Theo was not, but Steve Smith did like him.
I was surprised.
Theo Weiss.
I thought Theo Weiss would be a good, like, number three, potential to be number two wide receiver.
Yeah, he's with the Dolphins.
Yeah, he was signed as an undrafted free agent.
Yep.
I think he has some, like...
He can learn from Tyreek.
I think he's got some Tyler Boyd, some Marvin Jones Jr. to his game a little bit. You know, he's got that...
Marvin Jones Jr. is a good comp there. I like that. And somebody mentioned this in the text line, and I was going to mention it earlier in the show, but Bink, you and I both know Art Haynes, who does pre- and post-game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's been the voice of the Missouri State Bears for years and years. He's going to be calling his final Missouri State baseball game this weekend after doing it for some 40 years, which is pretty extraordinary. The person in the text line said, his last game that he's calling is the Missouri State when they host SMU this fall, which was where he went to college. He said, you know, he's a graduate of SMU and one of the most genuine men I've ever known in the radio community. You can tell a man by how he treats those who can do nothing for him. Art's a great guy. Art's one of, if not my biggest mentor in this business. I had an opportunity to work for him for years and years. And then when everything happened with him a couple of years ago with the West Nile virus, he had to take a step back from the radio and doing Sports Talk, which is the show that he hosted for 25, 30 years in Springfield. And when he had to take a step back from that, I got the opportunity to take the show over for Art. And I did that for a couple of years and got his blessing. And he was gracious enough to give me so much great advice along the way. The first radio show I ever hosted in Springfield was with Art Haynes. He called me at like 3:30 in the afternoon and said, hey, my co-host, whose name was Wyatt, another good friend of mine, can't be here. Can you meet me at this random liquor store in 20 minutes to host the show? Yeah, sure. Let me just hop in my car with no show prep. I had no show prep whatsoever, but I was there. And I hosted a show with Art for a couple of hours and then did it several more times over the years. Art's a great individual. So just wanted to kind of throw a shout out to a man that is great in the Springfield market, but is also well known here in Kansas City doing pre and post for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Oh, for doing shout out to you guys for filling in for Alex and Cody for basically this whole week.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed
a lot of fun. It's been great.
Royals kept it fun.
You said what?
We had a fun week. Royals kept it really fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Royals winning obviously helped out for sure.
I've always found it's easier to talk about a losing team, but it's way more fun to talk about a winning team, right?
It's more fun to come to work when they win.
It's way 100%. More fun.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being. I think about what some of what has CDOT had to do covering the Royals in the last 9 or 10 years. In between, man, it's tough. It's tough.
There was lean times. Everybody always waited for the bad things to happen when it came to the Royals, the Chiefs, you name it. Again, the Chiefs went 21 years without winning a playoff game. And now we're talking about them in the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't get there, people melt down.
They've won 3 Super Bowls in 6 years.
The Royals finally made the playoffs last year after losing 100 games the year before. Good things do happen.
106, to be exact.
106.
It's a good time to be a Kansas City sports fan. It really is. I mean, you've got one of the preeminent NFL teams in the world in the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at the pinnacle of the sport. They're the guy everybody's chasing. The Kansas City Royals have this great combination of young talent with guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans, and the way that Mikel Garcia is playing this year. One of the top prospects in baseball, and Jack Caglione being called up, you know, at some point in his career. You've got great veteran leadership on that team with Lugo and Waka on the pitching staff, and Salvi and Vinny kind of leading the charge with the position players. And then you've got a great following and a great organization with Sporting Kansas City. You've got one of the preeminent women's soccer league programs and organizations with the Kansas City Current. The World Cup is coming to Kansas City. It's such a good time to be a sports fan in the Metro.
Things are different here. Once you have the NFL draft, you're on the map. By the way, Drew.
It's not just the NFL draft, but yes.
That was huge. That was huge for us to get that.
I'm sure it was.
The 816 says, don't let Drew fool you, Bink. He hasn't been happy this week. He's been very happy.
I've been very happy with you guys.
The Kyle Larson interview, you loved it.
I think part of my if I come off that way for whatever reason, I apologize for that. But
I'm not really mad about breakfast either.
I'm looking forward to being on vacation and going to visit my brother and sister. I haven't seen them in basically a full calendar year almost.
Where are you going again?
West Palm Beach, Florida. So I get to catch the. It's supposed to be hot here next week too, but I'm going to be in the beautiful humidity of Florida. I haven't been in Florida in 2 years.
Since I
moved out away from Florida. Yeah,
I haven't been to Florida since high school. So
I'm very excited to go and see. I'm also just not burnt out, but I need a vacation. And this is
everybody needs a reprieve.
I need a vacation, and this is going to be a great way to take some time off. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll be here on Monday and Tuesday, though. So
you've not been mad. I'm not mad about breakfast. Let's just get this clear.
Yes,
I still think the White Sox are a booty call.
We're an entertainment venue, folks.
It's fine.
We like to play it up a little bit. None of us hate each other. Nobody's fighting in the bullpen after the show.
No.
Drew brought me beer.
Things get a little heavy. Everybody's been to a bar and gotten into an argument with their buddies over whatever.
Bink still hates Disney, apparently, and you know.
You can't be like that.
Florida man headlight coming from Drew. I'm not that stupid. Believe me.
Where were you at? Pensacola.
Shout out to Northwest Florida, the Panhandle.
Bring your suntan lotion, Drew.
Yes, sir.
I'll be locked and loaded because I'm going to hopefully I come back a shade or two tanner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.